following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland.
Greetings, salutations, hello, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radio Land, coming to you from the home office in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, it's Studio A is the home office. That's sort of the gag, you see. I'm sitting over here trying to explain myself. Hope it's going well for you. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being a part of the program. Thank you for streaming it, however it is that you consume the show. It's been a wild run so far. I haven't really done all the math on it, you know, when we started it. And a little insight on how this thing is produced. When I first started it, of course, and I've mentioned this before, I used to do it in seasons. 13 weeks is a season, and then we just keep going. And it got to the point where I really kind of lost count, and I think I skipped a season finale or something. I just kept right on rolling. And here it is. A lot of it is because, obviously, this is not live. It's produced live. It all kind of happens all at the same time when everything kind of comes together. You know, everything's kind of recorded at, you know, in one shot. I don't really do any editing, as as you can tell.
It's real professional, bro.
It's done this way for a reason, because I don't want to. That's all there is. It's the only reason. I don't want to edit. That's why I'm not editing, because I don't want to. It's done specifically so I can give it that little bit more of a feel, because there is no, as I mentioned last week, there's no script. There's no nothing. I have a piece of paper, and written on it is the name of the act that you'll be hearing, the band that is playing, which is Hardaway. They're a Memphis punk outfit, rock and roll garage band thing, that are high energy. They're big fun. We'll get to them later. But I mentioned too last week that I was making some changes to the show. It's still a process, mind you. It's gonna take a minute. It's not gonna happen just right this instant, because you know the show keeps right on rolling. And what we'll do in the past. You know, as I've mentioned, the show was different. It was vastly different because I didn't know what I was doing. Coming from a radio background, all of a sudden you're given just free rein. Just go on, man. Just, you know, start talking. Entertain me. Amuse me. Dance, little monkey, dance. It was like that. And then I realized there was a lot of things that didn't need to be in there. It's just I had to dial it back. it was full of shit is what it was. And not the content. Well, yeah, maybe a good bit of it. But what I had to do was dial it back. And I came to the conclusion that I would do something here. And people that are, you know, getting into the podcasting thing have often asked a lot of questions. If you really want to know more about it, go to Reddit. Look for the subreddit podcasts. There's a lot of talk in there on how to produce things. There's people asking questions, a lot of dumb questions, a lot of, you know, a lot of really insignificant stuff. But there's some nuggets of stuff in there, and I've never contributed to it, although I probably could, or maybe I should, to help out my fellow podcaster. But fuck 'em, I haven't. And just tune into this. I'll tell you a little bit about it. The gist here when it comes to timing is simply this, that when it's when we've had shows where it's just you and me and we're having this conversation, that's only going to be about a half an hour. That's about all I'm going to do. There's no sense in just prattling on for an hour. Nothing's going to get accomplished. You're lucky if I can squeeze 20 minutes out of my ass, you know, about a particular topic. So that would be the case. So it'd be a half hour with me, you know, and that would include the song in a lot of cases. So the show tends to run right about a half an hour. You know, it gets you in, gets you out. You know, people are doing things, and there's a reason for that. And the reason is simply this: is that people tend to consume podcasts, these shows. I still don't like that word as much as I use it, podcast. People consume these shows in the midst of doing other things. They might be on the job. They might be driving. They might be on their way to a job. They might be just driving around. They laying in bed, cleaning the kitchen, running, you know, cooking. It doesn't matter. It's not something that people just sit there and just close their eyes and listen to, typically. And I know there are some that probably do, and if that's the case, whatever, however it does for you. I know that I have put people to sleep. I don't know. It's fine. That's all that, you know, as long as you enjoy it, that's all that matters. You keep downloading, I know it. But there are times, and if you'll know, if you go back over the 200 and something episodes that we've done, how many have we done? Where's my list? Yeah, well, it's not quite 200. We're getting there. This is 192. But the point, it's nearly 200 episodes, which is about time for a change, man. But when I've had a guest on, when we've done an interview, whether it be Diana or maybe somebody from one of the shows I'm on, it might be a guest appearance, maybe something along those lines. What has tended to come out of that is that the show is naturally going to be twice as long. It's going to be about an hour because there's more than one of us talking. And I want to explore that a little bit. And that's how that works. So as I've mentioned, the show from Radioland is going to undergo a little bit of a change. In the past, it's been rather organic. This is going to be the first time in the history of the show that this has been an actual orchestrated, planned out change. and that's, you know, it's change is good. You got to keep doing it. Oh, don't do that. Don't do it. Probably like it the way it is. No, you don't. You're going to like it more. You're going to like it better. I have here on my desk here at the home office, the headquarters, the world headquarters from Radioland. It's the Radioland headquarters. I have a list, and right now it's a list of 10 people that I'm hoping to drag specifically onto this show. We're transitioning this thing into an interview style show. It's just, yeah, I've always kind of wanted to do that anyway. And the beautiful thing about being in the radio industry, as I've been all my whole life, is that you have the ability and the freedom within a recorded program such as this, such as a podcast, that I could just do whatever the hell I want. And just be unstructured and go. And it's kind of been that way. And if you've been listening to the show long enough, you probably realize that there's been little bits of structure that have come into it, organic as it may be. But we've reached that. I think we've reached that point now where it's time to put a little bit more into it. So I mentioned I have 10 names here. These are people that I want on as guests of this show. And we're going to reach out to some people that I know, some people that you know. Maybe not personally. Maybe you do know them. I don't know. Some people you may have heard of. Relatively famous individuals. And we're going to talk, because kind of the gist of this program has been, there's been a sub-thread that has run through the entire run of this show. And that has been that it kind of centers in a lot. Its roots are firmly planted in the entertainment industry. You see what I'm saying? This is important to understand. It's important to note, because I want to talk to people that are in the business and in a lot of capacities, whether they're singers, actors, comedians, you name it, you know, production people, whatever the case may be, and have a chat about the industry and about themselves and just, you know, make it light and have a good time. So those of you, and I, because here's the thing, a part of it is like, well, we like the ranty stuff. I do too. That's not going away either. Shit, are you talking about a two-hour show? No. That's not going to be the case. We're going to still try and keep it, you know, at about an hour or less. I've done some math on it. It's like I said, I've been sitting here planning this stuff out and trying to produce it a little bit differently. So this show's going to undergo a little bit of a thing. We'll still do a little you and me time. Without the guest even being a part of that, just you and me, we'll still have that. We'll talk about some some social commentary. We'll get into a little ranty thing. We'll have some fun, and then we'll shift gears, and then we'll introduce into this somebody as a guest to go. We're not necessarily going to have an interview. I don't know, some people go, oh, it's an interview show. You're transitioning to an interview podcast. Oh, bull, boho. No, I don't do interviews. That's just it. I try and explain that to people. It's more conversation than anything else. There's a little tip for you youngsters out there that are thinking about doing this. Don't say, you know, don't have an interview. And they're still gonna have a, we're still gonna have a tune in here, which would be great. You know, see how we're just adding to this is all we're doing. Except after the tune, as we wrap up to close, as we've been doing now for 190 episodes, we're adding something else at the close. And I'm still working. I've got the gist of it down. I've got the idea here. It's gonna be fun. It'll be a good time. I'm looking forward to doing it. It's gonna be fun for me. I don't care about you people. It's gonna be fun for me. It'll be fun for you too. Hopefully, it's all in the name of being entertained, being amused, being because look, these decisions that are being made about this. It's not like, okay, well, let's just do this. It doesn't work quite like that. I sit down and I map it out. I think about it. It's like with the morning show at Radio Memphis that I do. There's a lot of thought that goes into that, but probably more than necessary, but there's a lot that goes into that. Really, the only thing that is really as loose as it could be with zero structure is the blues show I do on Sunday nights at Radio Memphis, 8 p.m. Central. It's a live show, and it always had, not always, but most of the time, 99% of the time, there's a guest in there, there's an artist in there, and they're performing, and they're telling their story, and I'm trying to, you know, pull it out of them a little bit. But we do that by having a conversation, and it never ceases to amaze me about how some of these entertainers, and it actually makes me feel pretty good too. There's a lot of entertainers that will come in. You know, a lot of musicians, a lot of singers, songwriters, people who bare their souls for a living, they come into that studio, Studio B, and we're on the air, and they'll tell me, "Man, I'm kind of nervous." Really? I'm surprised by this because I'm not. I could give a shit. That's sort of the idea, but I do care, of course. But it's like, look, we'll just go with it. We're going to have some fun because they always do. So what are we going to do? What are we going to talk about? What kind of questions are you going to ask me? Because they always think I'm going to start asking questions, and it doesn't work like that. Because I, as a consumer of the same type of media as you, don't like that either. See what I mean? So I get it. I understand it wholeheartedly. What helps is that I'm able to sit down and just have a conversation with this person, get to know them. Because as I'm getting to know them, you're getting to know them too. That's what kind of makes this work. It's the idea of there's a mental trick that people that do this sort of thing for a living might employ, and that is, you want to picture yourself and your guest or your victim, whatever the however you want to put it, and so you're sitting at the bar having a drink, and you're having a conversation, and you're kind of getting to know each other a little bit, and you've invited everybody in the bar to sit there and listen, but they don't participate. That's kind of how that works, and that pressure goes immediately off, and it's fun to me to realize that once, you know, because oh my God, this interview is going to be what 45 minutes long. Holy Jesus, how am I going to do this? And I know they're uptight about it because they want to put their best foot forward for you, but what I do is, let's just relax. Let's just, you'll be surprised. Just go with it. We'll have some fun. I'm not going to get into anything that's going to upset you. I'm not going to do the hardcore thing. I'm not going to be Morley Schaefer over here, you know, putting you on trial for anything. It's not going to be like that at all. And what happens is invariably, at the end of it, after it's all said and done with, they breathe a sigh of relief and they go, "My God, that was fast. That I can't believe how fast that happened. And it was so much fun. It was a good time." That's what I like to hear. And that's what I want to bring into this show. I want to interject that. It's time to do it. It's time to interject this concept of conversations with individuals into this show. Nothing else is going to change. There's not going to be a change in the theme music of the program from the U.S. Army Band, that jazz band that we use, that big band sound. I use it for a number of reasons, but mainly because I really like it. It sets the tone. And I'm not going to change. Joel's not going to change that announcing. All that, there's going to be the tease in there, the little thing, here's what's coming up next week from Radio Land. That'll still be there. But we're adding a guest, and hopefully we'll be able to do this on a weekly basis if everything goes well. And that's the thing. Sometimes it's, you know, we have to deal with some different production schedules and things to make things work. But thanks to the beauty of the internet, if somebody can't be, if they're not even in Memphis, if they're not anywhere near the home office, or if I'm not where they are, we can do this through the magic of the voiceover internet protocol type stuff like Skype or Google, or there's a number of them out there. So we can do it that way and have some fun with it. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time, and I knew that eventually From Radioland would transition into something like that, because frankly that's what I do, and I don't want that to really necessarily go to waste, even though I do a lot of that on Sunday nights with the Booze and Blues show, the occasionally on the morning show at Radio Memphis. That's Radio Memphis in the mornings, which starts at the crack of 9 a.m. if you're lucky. but there's and believe me when I tell you this, there's a lot of methods to this madness. For example, let me go back to the Radio Memphis in the morning show. The reason why it starts at 9 a.m. is quite frankly because we get to manipulate the clock a little bit, and it worked out in my advantage, because I don't have to get up at these wicked hours to do the show. And that allows me, because I'm a night guy, I'm a night person, I stay up late, I do it every night, I'm up late, and I function on about 5 or 6 hours of sleep till about Saturday, and then it's a good 9, 10, 12 hours. that's the way it works. It's probably, I know it's not, you shouldn't be doing that, it's not good for you, but that's kind of how it rolls. But that morning show, which is really more of a midday show, it's important that it happens at that time, because morning drive radio and FM and AM radio is really hurting right now. Stations are losing those shows, and it's not the show's fault. It's the audience. It's you people that have changed it. This industry is driven by its audience. It always has been. You know, maybe not at the very beginning, back when radio was really starting to feel, you know, the golden days of radio. But now it's different, because everybody has more choices than they know what to do with. You're not just stuck listening to the same Eagle record on your classic rock station every freaking morning, or whatever it is that you're doing when you're driving your car. You now have things. You have shows like this. You have this podcast. There's other shows. There's other great shows that are out there. It's fantastic stuff. There's internet radio. There's things that are out there that are different, and they're not rammed down everybody's throat. So it allows you to kind of pick and choose where you want to go. Audiences now are doing this in incalculable numbers. Of course, I mentioned it last week. There's a promo running on the iHeart station here that says that 95, I think is what it says, 95% of people are listening to AM and FM broadcast radio. That's just pretty, it's a pretty stout number. Which, if you think about it for a moment, there's a lot of you that are shaking your heads right now going, oh, I don't, because it blows. And there's some of you that are probably going, yeah, I listen to a little bit of it. But it's waning. Your tastes are changing because of the ability now to listen to whatever you want to. So that's a good thing, right? And that's the way it works. So what happens is people wind up, if they have jobs, they wind up going to their office. They'll open up, say, Radio Memphis. They'll get the player going, right? You know, because a couple of clicks and you're listening. They'll minimize all of that, and they go to work, and they plug in their headphones into their computer on the job, and they go nuts. Or if they're listening on their phone, they've connected the phone to the Wi-Fi, they got the earbuds in, and boom. And away they go, and we're just there to help, you know, waste your time, and that's also a good thing. So your drive into work, if you have a bit of a commute, is usually taken up by shows like this, or perhaps you're in the middle of an audiobook. That could be a thing. So really, what we're doing is we're maximizing time by doing all of this, and this show is certainly no stranger to that. Because of that, changing the way we're producing from Radioland by adding a couple of elements to it should make for a better show. That's a long way around the barn to say that I'm just wanting to carry on conversations with other people. Tired of playing with myself over here. I want to bring in somebody else. No, there's not going to be a co-host. None of that stuff. It's just, you know, I got a list. And occasionally we'll do some of this on the Facebook thing. So that'll happen. So it'll be good. I'm not going to go through the list because I haven't confirmed with any of these, although I have a feeling that about, I'd say most of them will have no problem. No problem whatsoever doing it. So that this will be good. This will be happening. I have no idea when. I have no date set up for this. It's just kind of most people tend to get it on a Sunday. They may listen to it during the week, but you'll kick it on one day and you'll notice that it's a little bit longer and it'll be like, oh, hey, look who's on this show. Look what's up here. So yes, it'll be big fun. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it. I'm sure you will too as well. And you know, you can get involved and carry on in the conversation. You can mention your bits about it. Radioland@pirateradiostudios.com is the email to write the program. It's just like that. So, you know, everything else should be fine. I've spent 21 minutes discussing that for no real reason. Well, you know, the production schedule of this show has always been, you know, it's been really light. And it's just something I can work in during the week. And, you know, I'd sit down. You know, it takes,
how long does it take you to produce a show, bro?
Well, obviously, all of this part is all done in one take. Unless I get into a coughing fit or if I don't know, shit my pants in the middle of doing all this. Which I'll have you know, in 191 episodes, it's never happened. There's a first time for everything, but thank God it's pre-recorded. Although I would probably leave that in the show as well. Nevertheless, the idea here is, you know, it takes me, you know, natural long time. We're but 22 minutes in, so I'll just do that. I got to go back and I got to do a little processing on it, do a little editing. And I mean, what I mean by editing is I'm, you know, cleaning it up as far as, you know, getting the very front part off of it and editing it, meaning that I assemble the parts, the teases that go into it. There may be commercials that need to go in. There's the music stuff that we have, the song, which is, we'll be doing that here in a little bit. That'll be in, and then there's the clothes and all that stuff, and then it's mixed down, it's rendered, and then it's sent off to down the tubes, and then some cat grabs it and plays with it for a bit, and then all of a sudden it shows up in your device. So that's kind of how that works. So right now it just takes me about 2 hours on average, and it's, you know, about 2 hours a week. It's nothing. Do it in my sleep. What helps by expanding the show a little bit, I'm able to devote some more time to it. In fact, that we'll be doing these interviews at different times, and I will be working with our guest schedules as well, and making it happen, making it a thing, making it a viable thing for a moment, and we'll put it together. It'll take a little bit longer, and then hopefully you'll get a better product. Because as I've mentioned, and I've mentioned this before, I understand that everybody has a limited amount of time. You've got a limited amount of time in your day, in your week, in your month, whatever the case is. This is not a daily thing, thank Christ. It would be a full-time job if it were. But this is a daily thing for some people that produce this sort of thing, and that's a lot of work. But those of you who consume it, your time is actually more valuable than mine because you're giving it to me. Which is it's one of the greatest gifts anybody can get, and I fail to understand how a lot of people, because most people in the broadcast industry or in the podcasting industry or whatever you want to call it, they don't get that. They don't understand that. It's just assumed. And I have to make mention of that from time to time, that I understand that the people that listen to this program, which is a substantial number, the people that consume this program are giving me their time. And it's not like you have an infinite amount of it. And I don't want you to sit there and go, woof, well, there's 30 minutes I'll never get back. And I wouldn't want that. Lord knows I've been there. We've all done it. But I want you to be able to enjoy the show, and by expanding it a little bit and getting into some deeper stuff and having some fun with that, I think will be it'll be good. So there, and that's just it. And if you got questions or concerns about you write in radioland@pirateradiostudios.com is the email address. Drop us a line if you'd like to, and that sort of thing. You can find me on social media, Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, of which I haven't taken any pictures in forever. But, you know, that hopefully that'll, you know, get all that going all at the same time. And that's part of it. It's a machine. It has to be fed. It has things to do. So, yes, first and foremost, as I wrap up this segment of the program, thank you for your time.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I had a sandwich before I came on, before I came into the studio here to record this week's episode. I know it doesn't seem like a whole, you know, it's like an earth-shattering moment. You had a sandwich, so what? I did too. But as I was having this, actually, as I was assembling said sandwich, it occurred to me that there would be probably a very good number of you that would probably find it horrifying what I ate. What? What is this that you're talking about? It's quite simply this. I had a sardine sandwich. I don't know, some of y'all's skin just probably, you know, crawled a little bit. You know, made your teeth itch some. Look, sardines are delicious. Yes, they smell. They're fish, for Christ's sakes. They're packed in water. They're delicious.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
Yeah, buddy. Okay, let's get to some music, shall we? I mentioned these guys at the top of the show. We had them in the studio not too terribly long ago at Radio Memphis. They came in. They were promoting a show that they were on. It has since happened. I did not attend it, sadly. I couldn't do it. I was wrapped up in something else. But my morning show partner, Kate Lucas, went to the show. She said she was just an absolute divine time. She had a ball with these guys. She fell in love with this band. They said they were a lot of fun. She said they were great. They're great. They're relatively new. They've been around for a couple of minutes here, but they're good, and they've got a brand new record. It's their first record out. Yes, and I'm going to play a cut from it. This is one of the songs that's in regular rotation at Radio Memphis. The band is called Hardaway. The song, My Uncle Mike. Here it is from Radioland. That's Hardaway, My Uncle Mike, from Radio Memphis. They have an album. They're on Facebook. Imagine that. Facebook.com/HardawayTN. HardawayTN. You can find them there, and you could keep up with what's down. Nice guys, very talented musicians. They're just a lot of fun, and they're constantly working on some new stuff, which is great. And they've got a few things that are coming up later in the fall, and that's a good thing. Tell you what, so go find them. They're on Bandcamp as well, HardawayTN.bandcamp.com. If you want to buy their record, you can go there for starters, and you know. Go from there. Get the record. You'll enjoy it, and play it a lot, and it's good and loud. That's what I like about it. So there you go. You've heard what's coming up next time. Until then, I gotta go. I gotta run off for now. Thank you again for being a part of the program. Please share it with your friends if you'd like, and you know, be prepared. Things are gonna be changing around here, but it'll be all right. It'll be good. In the meantime, take care of yourselves, take care of one another, and for God's sake, stop shooting each other. We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.